been useful?
Yes, it has. But we had a good performance before the break against Burnley. We thought we were getting quite a lot of things right and built as the game went on. But for us anyway, a few people have been away, not too many. And that's good. So we've had the group to work with and we want to hit the ground running now. Most importantly, away to Ipswich.
It was quite a steely performance, wasn't it, against Burnley?
Yeah, we grew as the game went on, which is good. And our second half performance was very strong. Go away from home now. And our last run of games where we played Birmingham, played very well. Bristol City, we were poor and deservedly lost that game. So, we have to put on a real good performance and we'll need to as well. Against an Ipswich side that are in good form.
And we're right into the meat of it now. I mean, the seasons are always a bit stop-start until you get this international break out of the way, and now it's pretty much full throttle right through the winter.
It is. There's two games in November, but then six in December and games early in January. Makes it a really busy time. It's a great time, a really good time. We have to gather our group together, be as strong as we possibly can, and then through that period, going into the new year, then put ourselves into a good position and do everything we can to climb the table.
Yes, it will particularly be a great time if you get the momentum going as you did last year.
And it's there to be able to do it. We want to be as balanced, as strong, as cohesive as we can in our system and our squad of players to go into a period. I do understand take one game at a time and it's quite even through November, but then through December, the games build up, good opportunities for us to really try to put together a run between now and the new year that can propel us up the table.
On reflection over the last couple of weeks, you've just talked about the inconsistency in that last little run of games. And of course, you had the great consistency, particularly in the second half of last season. Have you been able to isolate the reasons why it's gone astray in that last little run?
There's many reasons, not necessarily simple ones. Our last three games, anyway, we've won one, lost one and drawn one. And that's about where we are. And typical then of a mid-table side, we need to be doing better in groups of three games and 9 points available. We want to be doing better than that and trying to be getting up there, towards the 7 points out of nine if we can. But there's a lot of clubs trying to do that and we're one of them.
They're right. It is the nature of the Championship. It's like that. Indeed, your opponents this weekend have been like that because they started very well and then their form not been quite so good since then.
Similar to ourselves, just above us in the table, and we'll be really working hard to make sure the top six don't get too far away from them and they can still affect it. And they're capable, obviously, a very good squad of players, very good management team, and finished in the playoffs last year, so they have strong capabilities.
Grant Holt was just in here saying some very interesting things about the Championship and what's required in it, and he would know, of course, very well, having played in it, and at higher levels. And he talked about consistency and talked about the leadership qualities that I'm sure he hopes he can offer and that you'll be looking for from him and other members of the squad now, presumably.
Yeah, very much so. Going forward now, we're always looking to settle, we're always looking to try to improve, and experienced players' leadership is a big part of a successful team.
Mike Williamson brought you some of that, didn't he? I imagine that's one of the reasons why you wanted to keep him on.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that the likes of Courtney House and Ethan Ebanks-Landell, who are not available this weekend, we could take our time getting fully fit. And then for Mike, it's an opportunity to play on a regular basis, which he obviously hadn't been doing at Newcastle. So it suited both ways. For myself, I feel he's certainly helped our physical presence and our experience along the back line. Going forward now, we hope he can bring those qualities to the games in the future, as there are a high number of games between now and the 16th of January, which is, when his loan is up.
Is he good at passing those qualities on? Because that's quite a useful thing if you've got players who can do that, not just lead by example, but offer advice. I imagine it's one of the first times in his career he's been in that senior position.
I think he can. I mean, in that period of time, there's a lot of games, so we'll see going forward. But, the three games that he's played, he's certainly helped. Looks quite a calm individual, experienced, organised, and got some passing ability as well from the back, which is a bonus really for a centre back.
Indeed, you had quite a few injuries piling up before the break and through the Burnley game. How are they looking now?
Yeah, Emi Martinez came off in the last game injured. He won't make it. Other than that, we'll be fine with everybody else. being fit and available.
So what's he done, Emi Martinez?
He has an ongoing quad problem, and so kicking the ball, he can feel it very, very slightly. He won't make this weekend, maybe next week, the week after. So he's not far away, but have to make sure that he doesn't come back and go and strike repeated balls and it goes completely, which would be a bad thing. And then also, as I said, House or Ebanks Landell won't quite be fit for this weekend, and their process of rehabilitation is ongoing.
Yeah, but at least there's no pressure to rush them at the moment, obviously.
No, there's not. No. And in terms of defenders, we'll be picking from the same group.
We're 5 or 6 weeks from the start of the transfer window, although I know for clubs and certainly clubs like yours, in a way, that work is always ongoing. At this stage, is it too early to tell whether you will be doing some business in the transfer window, or are you already having lined up what you want to do?
I'm hoping to. We are hoping to make some adjustments, definitely. There's a very important period between now and then, but Kevin Fellwell and John Marshall are working hard at identifying and then securing targets that we have.
So, yeah, I appreciate a lot of things have to go on, and who knows what your demands will be between now and then, given how the squad develops and whether you pick up injuries in the meantime, but there is a list in progress or something like that.
Yeah, we certainly know where we need to strengthen and where we want to strengthen, and looking at the team and assessing the contractual situations as well. So, in terms of January, like every club, every window is an opportunity to improve, and we have people at the club working away at trying to do that. Fully appreciate that there's an absolutely crucial period, and a lot can happen between now and then. But yes, there is work in place definitely to try to improve.